Ag Gag Reversal, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. The following from 30-year dairyman Terry Jones.
I testified both in the House and the Senate in favor of the Ag Security Bill. And I think that's one of the issues that we have is people think it's a gag law when in reality it's a security issue. It's a privacy issue. I have that issue with me now. I've got a neighbor that's a dyed-in-the-wool animal activist and an environmental rights individual, and he hounds me to death. I've spent over $60,000 in court and legal fees trying to protect my operation from harassment I get from these individuals. And what we need is the ability to run our operations without the fear of losing our market. What these people are doing, it has nothing to do with animal rights. It has everything to do with money. They're after the public image that they can get from these to line their pockets. They aren't interested in the health of the animal. If they were, they would be willing to work with us. And the proof is in that when they did this thing with Betancourt, they didn't go to the authorities right away. They waited until it was politically expedient for them to bring this to the public's view and then crucify the individual.
Due to sentiments such as that, Idaho enacted its Ag Gag Law in 2014 after Mercy for Animals released video footage showing alleged abuses at the Betancourt dairy farm. Well, guess what? Last week, a federal appeals court judge struck down provisions of Idaho's Ag Gag, saying the law suppresses free speech.
I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.